and we're going to move on to LD 911. Sorry for jumping around, friends. Just trying to accommodate everybody's schedules. So LD 911 is an act to prohibit the reception of foreign waste plastics in Maine ports. And we will look to Representative Falkingham to join us to introduce his bill. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. I am Representative Billy Bob Falkingham, and I am here to present LD 911, an act to prohibit reception of foreign waste plastics in Maine ports. This bill prohibits on navigable waters in the state receiving from a vessel plastic waste originating from another jurisdiction or country. According to Maine Public Radio, 5,000 pounds of plastic waste was spilled in Penobscot Bay on December 2nd, but it was kept private until a man walking his dog on Sears Island 6 days later noticed chunks of plastic that had washed up on shore. He alerted local journalist Ethan Andrews, who put photos of the plastic on Facebook. That is when I became aware of the ludicrous practice of shipping shredded plastic trash from Northern Ireland to Penobscot Bay was occurring. The amount of plastic that washed upon the shores and its nearly 3,000-mile journey from Europe was perplexing to many Mainers. The shredded plastic from Northern Ireland was destined to be burned at the Orrington Waste Electricity Plant, came here as part of a trial run, delivering about 500 tons of material to Maine from during the 5 or 6 month period. It's time for this experiment to end. We don't need to continue the practice of using Maine as a dump for trash from outside our state. We have enough trash of our own. Importing trash from elsewhere without importing trash from elsewhere. Receiving trash from Europe is especially ludicrous considering the cost and carbon output to ship 3,000 miles across the ocean. Europe needs to handle its own plastic problem and stop literally dumping it in Maine. Maine is well known for its pristine environment and clean waters. We are an environmental destination for people from all over the world. Our clean waters provide the best tasting and sustainably managed fisheries in the world. Our boating, kayaking, and sightseeing opportunities are second to none. Too much damage has already been to risk our waters and bays is too high, and we have more than enough plastic waste already without importing trash from foreign countries. I hope you will stop the practice of dumping foreign trash on Maine's shores and support LD 911 with an ought to pass vote. Thank you for your consideration. I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Representative Buckingham. Representative Dudera has a question for you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Representative Falkingham, for bringing this forward, because as you know, my district 94, that Sears Island spill has impacted our coastline. Folks on Islesboro finding plastic washed up, and it's distressing to say the very least. So I really appreciate it. One question I have about this is, have you looked in, or did you get an opinion as to the constitutionality of this? Is it legit to say we're not going to take any foreign waste? Just wondering that point. Thank you.
As far as that goes, the way I see it, the state oversees waste policy and permits disposal of waste. So I think it's well within the state's purview to make a decision in this way.
Representative Gramlich has a question.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Representative Falkingham, for bringing this issue to our committee and to our attention. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm curious if you had done any kind of work around, in the event that this gets passed, how such a piece of legislation would be enforced.
Well, you know, that's a really good question that I don't have all the answers to that, but I know that when shipments of anything come into our ports, it's well documented and well managed in that regard. So I'm sure the enforcement capabilities would be there.
Representative Siegler.
Two things. You're aware of construction debris coming into the state from Massachusetts, and there are issues about the interstate commerce law, I assume. So even though DEP does have the ability to deal with solid waste issues, that, you know, you're talking about international and intranational law. And the other thing, in reading Alexander Forsley's comments, that you understand that when a vessel comes into a port, it's generated waste on that vessel. It's not transporting it from outside. If you do not allow them to offload that, then they have to carry that somewhere else, which causes a problem for the ship's crew. So if this were to go forward, I would like to see you amend your bill so that any trash that's generated on the ship be allowed to be offloaded.
Yeah, I understand the question. And I agree with you there. You're talking about the trash that the crew produces on the journey across, that they can throw it in the trash can, basically.
Yes, to answer that, that's correct, because you can't throw trash overboard anymore. There are international laws, and in some places you can't burn. Yes, so I would like to see that amended.
Right, and to your other point that you brought up earlier on, I think it's especially a dangerous situation to be transporting trash across the waters anyway, because it's a totally different environment than on land. So it's a practice that I'm not really too fond of doing in any circumstance.
Representative Tucker has a question for you.
Hello, Representative. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm fine. In preparing this bill, have you consulted with former Representative Dick Campbell of Orrington?
No, I haven't.
You might want to do that.
Did you have a follow-up, Representative Tucker?
No.
All right. Any additional questions for Representative Falkingham? All right. Thank you so much for joining. All right. I believe next we have Ms. Clark from the DEP. Welcome, Ms. Clark. Are you with us? We can hear. Oh, there you are. Welcome.
Good morning. Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee, I'm Paula Clark of the Department of Environmental Protection, speaking neither for nor against LD 911 this morning. This bill would add a new element to the general prohibition section of the waste management statutes in Title 38, providing that a port on navigable waters in the state may not receive from a vessel plastic waste originating from another jurisdiction or country. We've identified several issues related to matters that could affect implementation of the bill if the committee should decide to proceed with it. First, to avoid any confusion, we would recommend that the term plastic waste be defined in the context of this prohibition, since it is possible that certain plastic materials might be designated as fuel at some point during their handling or shipping. It's clear that Maine would handle such material as waste, but I think that the issue here is that it could be confusing for others if they were designated as fuels. Secondly, the term another jurisdiction should be defined. As written, it could mean another state, county, municipality, or any other type of jurisdictional division. Third, prohibiting the receipt of plastic waste from other states may run afoul of the Interstate Commerce Clause, as was mentioned earlier this morning. And finally, international treaties and agreements, such as those of the Basel Convention and the OECD, could possibly affect or preempt the provisions of the bill. Thank you for the opportunity to testify this morning. Although bullets 3 and 4 raise potentially complicated questions that would require further legal analysis to address, I'm happy to answer any questions that I might be able to.
Does the committee have any questions for Ms. Clark? Yes, Representative Dudera.
Thank you, and thank you, Ms. Clark, for being here. Can you give us an update, since it was the Sprague's bill that prompted Representative Falkingham's bill? Can you just give us a quick update as to where that is right now, so that we know whether it's being handled adequately, you know, with or without legislation? I mean, thank you.
The spill was cleaned up. The department worked with Sprague on the plastics. The plastics were removed from the harbor. My understanding, you would have to talk with PERC, obviously, to get their take on this, but my understanding at this point is that they are not taking in additional plastic waste. And so there have not been additional shipments to Sprague. And finally, I would add that the department did take enforcement action against Sprague for that spill for water quality violations.
Yes, follow up.
Thank you. So you said PERC is not taking in additional waste, and that's as a result of the Sprague spill. And I realize that that's not, you know, it's not really fair to make you speak for a PERC, but is that because they see the gravity of what happened, or they're overwhelmed, or just any ideas you could have on that? Thanks.
I couldn't tell you with any certainty what the reasons are, what PERC's reasons are for not accepting additional foreign plastic waste. I know that they were very concerned when the spill happened, but beyond that, I wouldn't be able to add anything about their reasons for not accepting additional waste.
Any other questions for Ms. Clark? All right, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
So moving on to folks in the attendee space that are here to speak in favor of LD 911, if you could raise your hand and we'll bring you over. Not seeing any. If you're here to speak in opposition to LD 911, if you could raise your hand. All right, not seeing any. I will point out that there are a number of folks that have submitted written testimony that I'm not sure are here to testify in person for the committees to be aware of. And if you're here to speak neither for nor against, if you could raise your hand. I believe Mr. Goldberg is here, and we'll bring him over. And then that's the last person I have on my list. So if you're here to speak for the legislation, if you could raise your hand so we know you're over there, that would be great. That wormhole's taking some time. Where are you, Mr. Goldberg? There he is. Good morning. You made it through.
Exactly. Thank you very much. And good morning as well. Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, my name is Neil Goldberg, and I am providing testimony neither for nor against LD 911 on behalf of MMA's Legislative Policy Committee. Our members are adamantly committed to eliminating plastics entirely from the waste stream, and this bill seems counter to that goal. I'm sorry, not counter. This seems in line with that goal. There's already enough plastic in Maine's waste stream that if we were to allow more into the state, that would obviously be ill-advised. We're having troubles, municipalities, managing the plastic that's already in the state, and we should be prioritizing that waste ahead of foreign waste from other jurisdictions. However, with that said, there are some noted potential problems that this bill could create. First, our members do use plastic waste for some purposes like asphalt, playgrounds, as well as the potential to maybe one day capitalize off of it in their own recycling infrastructure. And so eliminating it entirely, especially from maybe our state neighbors, New Hampshire or Massachusetts, could present problems down the line. But either way, whatever this committee decides, it does send a message. Are we a state that wants to eliminate it from our waste stream, plastic foreign waste, or are we a state that wants to try to capitalize and use it? So thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Does the committee have any questions for Mr. Goldberg? All right, not seeing any. Thank you for joining us. And anybody else in the attendee space here to speak neither for nor against the legislation, if you could raise your hand. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone, so that'll end our public hearing for LD 911. Thank you, Representative Falkingham, for joining us. And we
good seeing you guys. Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right, and next up, we're going to move on to LD 1415. And I don't see